Greetings once again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here on our 36th day of Lent together. It's Tuesday of Holy Week. Today we turn to the devotional by Brian Zond called The Unvarnished Jesus. And we take a look at, according to legend, what Jesus would have been doing on this day, this very day of Holy Week, as he awaits his fate later in the week. And to find that story, we turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 33. That's Luke 21, verses 5 through 33. You may want to pause the program and read those now. On Tuesday of Holy Week, Jesus delivered his Olivet Discourse, as it's come to be known, to his disciples, predicting that despite the impressive grandeur of Herod's temple, within a generation that temple would be destroyed with, as he said, not one stone left upon another. In this Olivet Discourse, Jesus is not talking about the end of the world, but the end of the age, the end of the temple age. In John's Gospel, when Jesus stages his protest in the temple and the authorities demand a sign to justify his actions, Jesus says the sign will be this: destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up, he says. John then adds this commentary. He was speaking of the temple of his body. In other words, Herod's temple is to be replaced by the living body of Christ. A temple of lifeless stone will be replaced by a temple of living stone. This new temple of the body of Christ will not be fixed to a single geographical location, but will be a global temple located wherever two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus. In the new covenant, the chosen people are the human race, and the Holy Land is the whole earth. In the Olivet Discourse, Jesus gives the signs that will indicate that the temple age of ritual sacrifice and ethnic particularity is coming to an end. In this talk, Jesus describes the tumultuous events of the AD 60s and 70s to come. Famines, plagues, earthquakes, the persecution of Christians found in the book of Acts, the rise of false messiahs, the Jewish war that began in the year 66, and finally, the Roman siege of Jerusalem that began in February of 70 and ended with the destruction, that's right, of the temple on August 10th. The destruction of the temple officially marked the end of the temple age and confirmed that the rule of the Son of Man, as envisioned by the prophet Daniel, had indeed begun with Jesus' resurrection and ascension to heaven. The most important sequence in the Olivet Discourse is when Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened." In other words, people who were alive when Jesus was teaching in Jerusalem would live to see all these predictions about the end of the temple age come to pass. And that's exactly what happened. Now is not the time to sift through the Olivet Discourse looking for signs by which to alarm people about the end of the world. Instead, now is the time for us to be about the good work of being the new temple, the temple of living stones that is the global body of Christ. Now is not the time to focus on Jesus' prediction of the destruction of Jerusalem, a prediction that came to pass almost 2,000 years ago. No, now is the time to work with Jesus in the construction of the new Jerusalem. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you foretold, the old age of temple sacrifice has passed away with the end of the old temple. Help us now to participate in the new age you have inaugurated and to be living stones in your new temple. Amen. Hope you enjoyed today's Lenten devotion. Want to remind you that the church bell is being rung every day this week at noon and at 6. And we are now looking for our second round of bell ringers. We need ringers for Thursday at noon and at 6, and Friday at noon, at 3, and at 6. If you're interested, please text me. Otherwise, I'll speak to you tomorrow. It will be the next day of our Lenten journey as we come closer and closer to Resurrection Celebration Day. Amen.